Do you have any interesting political stories from that time? Were there any contentious issues of the day that got sort of wrestled over and
Well, there was quite a few, you know. As I said, at that time, there was a in the 60s. That's difficult to say because I believe that that was Bennett. Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yes, but that's when the Socreds got elected the first time. I remember that. Yes, because and I was working in engineering, and we had bets on if they're going to make it, and the Socreds got in, and then from then on it was quite a few years they were in office, but I remember that now.
So
I bet you mean that.
locally, did that have any impact? I mean, was Burnaby a good
I think they
supporter
got
or?
I don't I think they got one or two people elected in Burnaby, but mostly it's still NDP. It was NDP then, and it's
Or
still NDP.
CCF, I guess, or whatever the local.
CCF, yeah. CCF is what they call it, yeah.
Well, let's shift a little bit. You were married in 1957.
Right.
You're living in the McKay, or did you say McKay or Mackay?
McKay.
You did say McKay.
Yeah, what do you mean,
Well,
Mackay?
I've
You
heard
obviously don't live in this
people have told me
Burnaby.
that it should be pronounced Mackay.
No, it's always
Was it
McKay.
Mackay?
It
Okay.
was McKay, and McKay lived 6,000 block McKay, and eventually Burnaby said they wanted. At that time, they developed the one little area where the I forget what it is. The one of the Safeway, or not Safeway, one of the grocery stores went in there, and they developed a little bit of it, and then eventually they did the whole metro town.
And you had two daughters,
Right.
and they went to school in the Mackay area as
They
well.
went to McPherson. No. McKay, when we didn't have the daughters on McKay Avenue, when we moved to Kmart, when they went to, because after we had the daughters, we left McKay and went down to Kmart Drive in the 60s, 63, I believe.
And you said one of them was quite involved in athletics.
Yeah,
What
she's.
was popular
Oh,
in this is
baseball.
early
She played
60s?
baseball,
Baseball.
and she was a good baseball player. And I used to go to a lot of baseball games with her. She used to be a pitcher. And the other daughter didn't have anything. She couldn't. I mean, I don't think she'd catch a ball if she was paid to.
And so we're looking in the early 60s, were going to school.
Yeah, well, they were born '63,
Okay.
and was it '63? Yeah, I think so. And '63, no, I think yeah, there were 63 and 59. They're 3 years apart anyway, and they both went to both went to Sunset, which is up Suncrest, sorry,
Right.
up the top of the hill there, on Rumble, and then they also then eventually went to McPherson,
Very
and
cool.
then I think one daughter they both went on to Burnaby South. Okay.
Great. Well, I'm wondering then, we've been going for quite a bit here.
Okay.
I'm wondering if there's anything that we've missed, any memories of either your career or the neighborhoods you lived in or the
Well,
events of the day that you think of when we think of sort of the big post-war growth of Burnaby.
as I said, as I said, Burnaby kind of it didn't grow just all of a sudden like that. It just eventually, and things happened, and. Like when the street would get paved, we'd be pretty thrilled about that. And even Royal Oak used to be rumble. It used to be all gravel,
Oh, and so the hill would have been
Oh yeah, it was
fun,
a
I'm
great
sure.
time in wintertime. We all had fun there. Yeah, it was good. You went downhill there.
Did all of your were all the places you lived in have running water and sewage?
I don't know whether Armstrong had sewage at that time or not. I don't know. I know we didn't have a bathroom in our house at that time. As far as I know, the services came, but the engineering department, I think, was about when I first went in there was about 25 people, and then our maximum that was the engineer and all the other people. So, that. The city hall expanded, of course, but like everything else, and eventually moving down here was the big, moving down was the big move over the years.
Was it, I mean, the interurbans ceased functioning in the early 50s, and that's about when City Hall moved. Could anyone get there easily?
Not really. I mean, I think eventually they must have put a bus on there, but it wasn't, as I said, the interurbans wouldn't come near Granville Highway anyways, As I said, it's difficult to say about the expansion. It didn't happen overnight, It was gradual over the years, And, even Marine Drive, they didn't develop Marine Way until a few years ago there, But I know, like I used to be on the assessment appeal board, and I was for quite I was president of the, or whatever, chairman of the board for quite a few years. And that way, when I was, and so I was well aware of, we used to go see all the people appeal their assessments on their houses. So I got to know Burnaby very well, okay? Because you covered the whole of Burnaby on the assessment appeal board.
These are property taxes.
Yeah, well, I knew every area in Burnaby very well over the years, and that was fun. And I looked when we go to, when you think of moving, we thought of various areas we liked, and we looked at the Deer Lake area, and again, that was where the Ocala prison was, and a lot of people, we looked at a house there, but the prison was down the block away, and so, and of course, getting rid of the prison was something in itself too, They talked about that all. That's one thing that was constant from in the 50s and 60s. We're going to get rid of Ocala prison. And eventually they did, but that was one thing that if you talk about what was controversy, that was they all and every politician said we're going to get rid of it. Of course, nothing ever happened, and because it was a good location again, and I always felt that would have been a nice single family residential area developed, but the city at the time or the people at times when it did get developed, they went for multi, not multi. They said working class. And it never did get to be working class. It was quite expensive townhouse that they put in
That's
there.
quite recent. That was 15. That was the mid-90s, really. It's quite
Yeah,
recent
that's
that
what I
that
say. But
happened.
it took that long to get rid of Ocala. I mean, one of the kids I went to school with and knew quite well, he was one of the wardens there. And you get to know all these things about things. But anyways, as I said, I've been in Burnaby all my life, and I'm well aware of everything that ever happened here. And nothing really happened to speak of, that I know of. I remember once in the early 40s when they had the earthquake. That was they had an earthquake. The only time I ever heard an earthquake here. And then in the 60s they had this. I think it was early 60s or late 50s, they had a tornado and that took part of my roof off.
Was
So.
that Hurricane Frida?
No,
Was
no,
that
no, no, no. I don't know what they call it. No, it's more of a tornado than a hurricane.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, that's the only time they ever had anything of any significance. It did a lot of damage to, maybe the wind damage mean anything. And but the hurricane, the earthquake was just a slight rumble, but that's. In all the 80 some odd years or 80 years, that's the only earthquake you ever had that I know of any significance in Burnaby.
Okay, well, we've been going, as I say, quite a while.
Okay, that's great.
So maybe we'll pause here. So thank you very much for the
Okay, no
interview.
problem.